Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. You've asked why I say Sunday night. Well, because we do replays of the show. So I want you to know that if it's Sunday night, you're probably listening to the show live. So thank you for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. Speaking of life, what's important to me to find out is, are you living a happy life? And what does a happy life mean to you? Are you in bliss? Are you in happiness? Seriously, forget all the nonsense that's happening in the world today and all of the relevant stuff too. Just with yourself, with your spirit, with your soul, when you look in the mirror, are you happy? Seriously, answer the question to yourself. And if you want to tweet me at Max Tucci and hashtag happy life. Because I want to know how you got to that place. Well, tonight on Max and Friends, I have some fabulous guests who are constantly in happiness and bliss and who daydream as well. So I want to know where your daydreams are. But I want to know so much because here on Max and Friends, we have the ability to talk to the world. And we're tuning in tonight from Colorado, Florida, Sweden. That's where all of the energy is collecting tonight to bring you a show where we can help you shift the paradigm and bring happiness into your life. We're going to share our stories, how we got there, and give you some tips on how you could be there, get there, stay there, and be happy, literally until the day you die, because we really don't die. The soul doesn't have death. For the soul, there's neither birth nor death. It is eternal, everlasting. So bring that happiness with you, because it's already in you, just like love. But right now, I'm going to play a song here on Max and Friends, because I want to get you in the mood to just sit back, relax, get a pen, get some water, get some tissues, because you might cry. But whatever you need to bring you through this show, now's your time to get it, because we're going to play a fun song here right now on Max and Friends. And when I'm back, we have Gordana Biernat. Of course, she's back at My Power Talk, and Mary Lynn Zimmer at Joy Coach ML. So stay tuned to Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry.
Be happy.
give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm not worried. I'm happy.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Thank you for joining us tonight here. We're talking about a happy life and living in bliss and happiness and shifting. Shifting. When was the last time you shifted? Seriously shifted. And what did it do to you? What did you feel? What were the emotions? What was the energy in motion? We're going to talk about it here tonight with my guest, Gordana Biernat, and my guest, Mary Lynn Zimmer. But right now, welcome back, Gordana Biernat, to Max and Friends. How you doing, Gordana?
Hi, Max. I'm doing great. How are you?
Super. I'm in Colorado, so you know I'm doing great.
Yes.
This is my happy place. When we talk about happy life and finding places that make you happy, Colorado makes me happy. So I'm happy. I'm happy. And what's been going on in your life, Gordana? There's some happy things happening, no?
Very much so. It's always happy things happening in my life because I look for them. I'm like a child. I look for the magic in the simple things, and it makes me happy. So I'm constantly in search for happiness in my life, and it kind of easily comes to me because I'm open to it. So a lot of things. As I said last time, I am a super soul teacher at Oprah, and I love it. I enjoy it, and I'm in bliss.
You are. Now, what's something that makes you happy?
Always my son. When I look at him, he makes me happy. But little things can make me happy. I mean, if I eat something really, really good, I can be happy as a child because I enjoy the food. So small things and big things always
make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, well, one thing that makes me happy, and I know it's a shameless plug for you, but it's true, is your app, which is Ask Know Me, N-O-M-I. Go get it on the App Store right now. I love your app. It makes me happy because sometimes when, you know, there's all that chatter in the mind and I don't have like 30 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes to meditate, I swear the app kind of like just grounds me and is like, okay, here you are and this is what's happening and this is your frequency. So just be still for a moment. So I'm happy for your app.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Because it always, always, always gives you the answer you're looking for because it's based on synchronicity and it can never fail. Every time you press that button, it will give you exactly what you need to hear in that moment.
Yeah.
And I love it too. So I use it all the time. Sometimes I say that I speak to my angels through that app. So
right,
go get it.
Go get it. And see, yes. Ask is the app. So right now, I want to welcome back Mary Lynn Zimmer to Max and Friends at Joy Coach ML. Welcome back to Max and Friends, Mary Lynn.
Thank you, Max. Glad to be here. Very happy.
I'm happy too that you're here. So we were talking about happiness and Gordana and what's going on in her life. What are some of the happy things happening in your life right now, Mary Lynn?
Oh, wow. So I feel like I should just say ditto. I'm in my life, you know, it's magical. And I use that word because I think we always have this ability to create magic if we can just stay present. It's just about the little things that are going on, and it's not about planning so far in advance. It's just really about thinking about what am I doing right now and how can I feel really good in this moment. And so I work at that. That's really what I try to do, is just enjoy every moment I'm in. And if I do it, or if I have a moment where I'm not feeling so great, the first thing I try to do is smile and put a smile on my face and look around and say, what do I have to be grateful for right here? So that helps me keep me in a very magical space. And I feel so blessed.
Yes.
Really, I pinch myself. Every day when I get up, I have to pinch myself and say, oh my gosh, does it get better than this? And the truth is, I know it does. It can always be better, because the better I feel, the more my imagination comes into play. And I can be, as Jordana said, I can be like a child when I have this imagination that I tap into.
I know you want to say something.
No, I was thinking about sometimes when you're not as happy, because we can't be in bliss all the time. Obviously, no one can. But sometimes, for instance, when I feel down and I feel that something isn't going my way, I usually try to soothe myself. And I say to myself, this is temporary. It's going to be better in a few hours, in a day. I can explore this feeling, even if it's not the best feeling ever. I can explore that feeling and see how does it taste? What is this? What am I encountering here? And it kind of loses its tension when I do that. So I can stay in the moment, even if it's not bliss, and still get something from it. And I'm always right, because in 1 hour or two or maybe a day, it's gone and I can't feel it anymore. So sometimes, as I say, I use the moment to explore it, even if it's not the best thing happening to me.
Now, how do you go into the exploration?
Well, I start thinking about what is it that I'm encountering? Why am I experiencing it this way? And when I start looking at it, I can find things that are invisible to me when I'm not in this state. So I'm grateful when I find those things. For instance, if I'm stubborn and I have an argument with my husband and he gets angry, or he just walks out and says, I don't want to talk to you right now, and I feel sad afterwards, I can sit with that thing and watch it and see what did I do to make this happen? What did I do to attract this? And then I can find the stubbornness, for instance, in that and see, okay, I was stubborn here. I can do something about this. And I feel grateful that I've been able to look at that perspective of myself, and I let it go and it resolves itself. And I go back to being happy, and my husband's happy, and we're happy again. But we created something that I needed at that moment for me to explore. So it's all good. It's never bad, actually. It's good, because you get to know yourself even in the bad moments.
It's energy. It's emotions are energy in motion. So when you feel that energy, that's when the shift happens. Mary Lynn, what do you do to get yourself from an unhappy place to a happy place?
Well, I actually have this exercise that I call Flip the Switch to Joy. And it's really simple. And it's along the same lines that you're speaking about right now, but it starts with just stopping and saying, gosh, I don't feel well. What emotions am I feeling? And trying to identify the emotion. And then the second thing you do is you just say, well, what am I thinking about right now that's making me feel this way? Because we know that every emotion has thoughts that are attached to them, but we have so much whirling around in our minds, sometimes we can't get focused. So I always ask, you know, what is it that I'm thinking about that's making me a little bit stressed or anxious about something? And as soon as I ask the question and I go inside for a moment, I have to stop and I try to breathe, because I have to stop in the moment and sort of stop from the monkey mind. So I will breathe for a second and I'll put my hand over my heart so I can – get out of the mind and take my focus to my heart, which is where that wisdom lies. So once I go there, I get more clarity about what's causing me the stress or this discomfort or the sadness or whatever it is the emotion is. And then, to Gordana's point, you let it go. You release it. You just say to yourself, you know, everything's going to be fine. What is this? What's this about? Sometimes you have to be committed to letting go because it may not be in that moment, you know, but you just have to keep saying, please take this from me. I give it up to the universe. Please help me let it go. So it's about feeling love for yourself in that moment and knowing it's okay and feeling, trying to release the emotional discomfort. And
Gordana,
then,
yeah, no, I know Gordana wants
to
jump in.
Go ahead, please do.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it because it's natural to have not happy feelings. It's natural to have negative feelings around you. The trick is not to dwell in them, because when you start dwelling in them, they become your habit and they become your comfort zone, and you stay in them. And that's when it gets harder to jump out of it because it becomes your habit. So don't dwell in them. Recognize them. Say, okay, I'm sad. I'm angry, or whatever it might be. And then just release it. Say, it's going to be fine. It's okay. Nothing's actually happening. It's okay. And then you just release it. It's the soothing thing. I think that we miss it, as our society doesn't allow us to do that. It keeps us in this worry, stress mode all the time. So we never have time to soothe ourselves. We never have time to jump out of it and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? We just keep on doing.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think as you said, Mary, that you have to give yourself time to stop reacting. And give yourself time to act, to consciously act on what is happening. And when you do that, it actually becomes smaller. The fear or the anger or whatever you're feeling, it becomes much smaller because it kind of, that energy doesn't like to be watched upon. If it makes any sense to you when I talk about it, doesn't like you to watch it. It likes to watch you, and it likes to keep you in its arms, but it doesn't like you to watch it. So when you stop and you start watching it, when you look fear in the eye, it disappears always.
Yeah. Mary Lynn?
Yeah, which is something that Gordana said, is that if you hang on to it, you stay in it and you dwell in it and you feel worse. And it becomes more habitual. The other thing that I'd say there is that then you literally create more of it.
Yes.
And that's what you're trying not to do. So whatever it is, those feelings are so intense that emotion is actually creating it. And so if you can, as you just said, stare at it, you know, take the energy out of it. And it's sort of like detaching from it and say, you know, everything always turns out to be fine. It always does. If you can just say that to yourself, I know that everything is going to be fine. It always works out. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
And literally, that's when I say, put your hand on your heart and feel love for yourself and say it. I love you, Mary Lynn. I love you, Mary Lynn. It does amazing things for how you can release it.
Yeah.
Much more quickly.
It transforms. And it also, what it does is, I love when you said be committed to letting go. Because we, as a society, I think, are so driven to be addicted to the drama. It's on television. It's in the news. It's on the radios. It's drama is all over. And what happens is we unconsciously become addicted to it because it's like that car accident. We want to drive around three times to see if somebody's dead. You know, there's like, that's what happens in life. So when you're committed to letting go, you're surrendering. And like we always say here on Max and Friends, surrender doesn't mean to give up. It means to open up your hands and just be in a place where you can say, I'm available. And I think what's important is when we look in the mirror, we could tell ourselves, I love you. Sometimes when we're in that place, that ugly place of anger, go look in the mirror and look at your face, and you will automatically, I promise you, because I've done it, you will that shift will happen when you look at yourself and you're like, really? Because when you're angry, go look at what angry looks like in the mirror. It's ugly. And it's not who you are. It's not who you are. I promise you that.
Right.
Now, I know Gordana wanted to ask me the question, what do I do? Because I felt that.
Yes. Yes, I wanted. I wanted to.
See, I know you, Gordana. We're on the same, energy shift right now. What I do in moments of when there's a shift in energy, the first thing, if I'm available to do it, if I'm in a kitchen, I go turn on a tea kettle. Because it takes time for that water to boil. In that time, I can pick out my tea, I can figure it out, and my mind is already shifting on something that I know is going to soothe me, like Gordana said, and I love a cup of tea. It is my thing. So the water is boiling, and then in that energy, you know, when the kettle starts whistling, I let my anger go with that. And then I just put my tea, and I go about my business. And if I'm in an issue with someone, I don't like to say a fight, because a fight is, you know, I'm not punching anybody. If I'm in an issue with someone, what I like to do then is offer them a cup of tea. And then it kind of diffuses the whole energy of where were we? And it's like, you know, it's always when you're mad. I think for me, when you're in that space of upset, angry or whatnot at someone, when you offer them something, it's like that peace offering. So I do that if I'm in an issue with someone. If I'm in an issue with myself, I take my cup of tea, I sit down, and Gordana knows I meditate. I can meditate for hours and just clear the chatter. Be still and get lost in my breath, and then I start daydreaming. Mm. So that's what those are some of the steps that I do to release anger.
Wonderful ritual.
Daydreaming is one of the best things you can do to release anger. Because all you have to say is, you know what? If everything is what it is, where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. That energy that you just felt, you're supposed to feel that. Now daydream and go off into another place. And when you realize that when you're in that other place, you can come back to reality and be like, okay, everything is all right. Cause here I am. Here I am. What were you going to say, Gordana?
Well, I was thinking about, when I talked to you the first time, I felt the energy from you and it was very specific for me because you did something that very, very few people do. Unfortunately, very few people do. You said, it's going to be fine. We're going to do it when we do it, and it's going to be done exactly when it's supposed to be done. You kind of took the air out of the tension and you made it easy, because when you do such a thing to another person, you allow them to feel that the energy is free, that there cannot be mistakes, that everything that happens is supposed to happen. So it releases all the tension. It feels good to do it that way. So you are a very forgiving person. Even before, you kind of forgive in advance. I don't know how to put it. You do understand what I'm saying.
I do. Because
I can't put it in the right words. You kind of forgive before you need to forgive. You create that atmosphere of, it's okay, everything's going to be just fine the way it is. And that creates a platform where you truly can create from within, where fear is not an issue, because you know that whatever you do is going to be just fine.
It is.
And that's what I'm talking about when I say soothe yourself. Go to that place where everything is just okay, it's fine. Forgive everything and just be there. And, and it becomes, that should become a habit.
Yeah.
And that would make it easier. And I was thinking about something else. You know how we create our vision boards and we put stuff we want on them, and we love our vision boards because they're so beautiful. There are our daydreams and everything. Well, picture your mind as your vision board and then ask yourself what you are putting up on that vision board in your mind, because your thoughts are the things you're putting up in your internal vision board.
Mm. Your eternal vision board. Mary Lynn, what do you have to say about that?
I like that. And in fact, that's sort of my third step to this whole process of shifting, which is you're shifting to a place of joy, whatever joy looks like for you. So this internal mind is that place of feeling. So it's like, wow, okay, so now I've released whatever doesn't make me feel good. I know I'm perfectly on my path. So what is it that I would like to create right now? And it is always internal. If I can go inside of me and ask myself, what would I like the outcome of this next moment to feel like and to be like for me? You're using that imagination when you're in that calmer space. So it's all about daydreaming in the internal mind. I love that picture. It's great.
Yes, I love that picture too. And I love the picture that you're all tuning in tonight to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. My guest, Gordana Biernat, find her at My Power Talk. And Mary Lynn Ziemer at Joy Coach ML. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're talking about shifting. We're having a conversation. You know, whenever we plan a show, it always goes into another direction, which I love because the energy just knows what you all need to hear. So we're kind of like shifting from tension into happiness, tension into joy. We have tension because we live stressful lives, because we choose to live stressful lives. So how do you shift from tension to joy to happiness? Well, Mary Lynn, let's talk about you for a moment. And Gordana, if you have any questions too for Mary Lynn, jump in. But Mary Lynn, when was it that you made the shift to realize I want to live a happy life?
Wow. Well, I can see a picture of it clearly in my mind. You know, when you talked earlier about your moment of surrender, right? It happened for me about 9 years ago, and I was in, I had divorce, which was an important thing for me. I needed to do it. It was sad, and it was all those things, but I knew I had to do it. Once I divorced, I thought that would make me happy, and I realized that I was in a job that wasn't fulfilling, and a number of things just sort of happened for me, and I wasn't what I thought was my happy self. And I came home one night and was crying. You know, I had my meltdown like we all do. We aren't always every moment of every day in that great space. And it sort of hit me that I was probably the unhappiest I had ever been. I was always this strong, accomplished person who could make it all happen. And so I sat down and I said, look, I know that there is this higher energy, this source energy, this power, God, whatever name you want to give it, please, you know, help me. I didn't crawl into the corner. Mm-hmm. I didn't say, I give up. I just said, I'm here and I am open. Help me, show me the way. And it was really from that moment that I realized I needed to get happier. And as I opened myself up, this is what amazing things happened for me. A number of opportunities showed up in my life. I met a group of people, four or five different people, and I recognized when I met them that they were there to help show me the way. And so I followed that intuition, that gut level, inside voice that said, go do this, meet with a coach, get some more spiritual attention, you know, attend to that part of yourself. And when I started doing those things, I literally got happier, and as I got happier, I realized what my personal joy was about, my own, I would say at that time in my life, where my joy was going to come from more greatly, and it is about this path that I'm on. And I would say to everybody out there listening, there, although I had moments of sadness and pain, I would never change any of that. All of that got me to where I am now. So I look at it and I bless it. And I say, thank you for showing me that path, because now where I am is so much more blissful, and I keep growing, and I grow in joy and happiness. And as we're all saying, every moment that we're in isn't always that moment of bliss, but we have the ability to stop and be in the present moment and shift our focus to something that does give us more joy. And then we create the life that we want.
And I love that you acknowledge the unhappiness. I think that's the most important, because so many people are living in a lie. When you say, are you happy? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, acknowledge the unhappiness, because once you acknowledge that, I think that's when the real shift is like, okay, here, get ready for the ride of your life, right?
Yes, absolutely. You have to be aware of it. You have to own it. And then you say, okay, what do I do about it? What do I need to release? What do I need to change? What are some things that I want in my life? And this is the part about just asking yourself, what would I like right now? And start getting focused. That's where my practical corporate background comes in very handy. It's, you have to get laser focused on you. What do you want? It's not about anyone else. You know, we get that drama thing that you talked about. We get hooked into other people's stuff. I want to be like them. I think, oh, look at her. She's great. She's great at this or that. And we say, no, we all have our own wonderful, beautiful gifts inside of us. We just need to figure out what those are. And there are easy exercises that you can do. You know, when you meditate and get calm afterward, you can just say to yourself, wow, if I could be and do and have anything in my life, this life of happiness, what would it be? Who would I be? What would I be doing? What would I have? And you just make this list and you start there. Simple things. It doesn't have to be, oh, wow, I need a new job. It could be, wow, I love to paint. Maybe I should start painting again.
Right.
Or, you know, I love the garden, or I want to dance, and I don't care if I have a partner. I'm just going to crank up the music in my house and go for it. I
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely. Yes, because that brings you joy.
You know,
it brings you joy.
Yeah.
I think when you know what brings you joy, it's easy to implement it. But, Gordana, I know you have some questions for Mary Lynn, so what are they?
I sometimes have problems with exercises because it becomes a thing to do. I really love to have it more organic, where it comes from within, because exercises always seems to come from without. I have to focus myself on them, and I really can't do it. I'm always having these problems with doing it. So if a person like me would ask a question, what should I do to be happy, but without exercises? What would you say?
Okay, and it's a brilliant question, because what was going on in my mind when you asked it is that there are so many different kinds of people in the world, right? There are so many different people, and I get clients, you know, we're all different. So I create clients who are, I would say, aligned with often my experiences.
Mm.
So often I'm teaching them in a way that they can hear, that they can relate to. But I think what you are saying is so true, that when you get out of sort of this need for all of these rules, so to speak, it can also be an easier way for you to get connected to that real, call it the spiritual power that you are. And honestly, when you can do that, you're going directly to the source.
Yeah.
So what I recommend for that is meditation. One of the critical pieces to helping people is helping their mind get calm. And then when you're in the calm space, you get connected to the power. And it's almost like you don't need any rule at that point. So when you get connected to your power, your power is talking to you. Literally, you're having a conversation with yourself, and you might feel it, or you might hear it, or you might see something. But meditation is something that works for everyone. No,
I want to jump in real quick, because I know Gordana has the question, because Gordana finds it difficult to meditate too. And so do a lot of listeners. A lot of people do not understand meditation. So was I correct with that, Gordana?
Yes, you are, and I have to explain a little bit about that, because meditation means the way you are presenting it means that you have to silence your thoughts, and you have to silence down and just be, and that is a very hard thing for me to do, because I always have some kind of voice in my head talking to me, and actually when I quiet myself down and sit down, more of the talking becomes eminent for me. I have to put up my iPad and I start writing, and things just pour out of me, because I don't understand the concept of the quietness, and maybe that's my way of meditating with the sound in my head, because I can't make it silent.
You know, you're saying something interesting. To me, meditation doesn't have to be quiet.
Yeah.
What I have a couple of CDs that are very simple that I use for people. They're actually guided meditation. It's about focusing on you. It's about focusing on opening your heart to you. The words are words that take you back into yourself, actually, to get you out of the monkey mind and bring you to your heart, really and literally, because this whole path is about each and every one of us opening our hearts to ourselves, because every answer is in me. I need to get the answer outside of me from my source. And again, you're just bringing up something, I think, Gordana, that is that there are many different kinds of people. And in the process of growth, we figure out what works for each and every one of us. We are all unique. And to your point, what works for you works for you. I can, and I say this to every client, you know, as I'm working with them, I'm going to find out more about who you are, and we're going to find tools and techniques that work for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it work in your way, because there isn't a set of rules that work for any one person.
You know, and I always say that meditation is like a fingerprint. To everyone, it's so individual. It is so individual meditation. And that's why I like to, like, you know, to kind of shake the foundation that meditation was formed upon, because it's become like this spiritual adventure. Like, one has to go to India to become a meditating guru. No, you don't. You can go right into your bathroom, look in the mirror.
Absolutely.
And jump rope, skip, dance. That's all. Whatever brings happiness and joy to me is your meditation. So again, it brings it back to source. What brings you joy? What brings you bliss? So for me, for the rules that I'm going to give you for this week, homework is go inside yourself and find out what it is that brings me bliss, what it is that brings me joy. It might be the simplest thing as lighting a candle, reading a book, getting on the phone and talking to your friends, getting lost in daydreaming, whatever it is. Those are all forms of meditation, because they bring you and they diffuse you. They bring you into the calm. So find out what it is that brings you bliss and joy. But, you know, time is an illusion. However, it does control the radio waves. So,
oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's time.
But I just want Gordana to tell her story about what shifted in her life to bring her into happiness. So, Gordana, what shifted in your life to bring you happiness?
You know, something to me, it's small shifts almost all the time, bringing more and more joy and happiness. Or let me put it this way. The more I know who I truly am, the more joy and happiness I feel. And I'm on this quest. I've been since I was a child to really understand who I am. So every day brings me this joy because I see another perspective of myself. But if I have to pinpoint a few things, one of them was when I met my husband. Honestly, it was a shift that happened instantly because I understood that I was here to seek joy and not to avoid fear when I met him. That was one of the things. But another one that is more recent, it happened 9 years ago when my mother-in-law passed away. And I don't understand how I did this, but I connected to her beyond life. She kind of talked to me while she was transitioning from this world to the next step or where she was going. And she left me with a couple of words, which were, "It's from the inside out." And it took me a year to understand what she meant. It was 9 years ago. I couldn't understand, what does this mean, from the inside out? And when I started understanding that what she was saying to me was that I am creating this reality from the inside out, that shifted something within me, because I understood that all the power I need is within me. So when something looks not good on the outside, I need to go inside and see what is creating this, how am I doing this? So I think that was one of the biggest moments for me, when I realized that we are literally, and I mean this, literally creating this reality from the inside out. We are generating it, we are experiencing it, and we are consuming it at the same time. So it's a circle, it goes around. And if there's something broken in that circle, you need to repair it, and you have to do it from within. So you have to mind your thoughts, be kind to yourself, and just let it out there the way it's supposed to come out of you as a positive thing, because you're the one doing it. And I think that was one of the biggest shifts for me, to understand it on a practical level, not just, you know, theoretically. Yes, of course, I'm creating all this. No, I mean on a practical level, understanding that I am the creator of everything in this reality, which is my reality. And with my awareness, I am creating it. I am looking at it, and it's all my creation. Mm. When I do that, I have to take responsibility for my own feelings and for my own thoughts. And responsibility for your thoughts and feelings, that is something that will put you in the right direction. And how do I do all this? Well, I stop comparing myself to others. Mm-hmm. I stop seeking validation from the outside, because it's crazy. I know it's created from the inside, so why am I looking for it on the outside? And I take it easy with myself. So I have to do this each and every second of my day. I can't do it as an exercise, or I can't do it in 2 weeks and see what happens. I have to start living it, start taking responsibility for what you put into your internal vision board. And if someone else goes by and puts something bad on your internal vision board in your mind, take it off and put on something that you want to have there. So taking responsibility for what you want to create in this reality is one of the steps we need to take in order to shift this paradigm.
Absolutely. Mary Lynn, what was your question?
No, it actually wasn't a question. I'm sitting here just basically seconding this powerful part. If there's anything I would like to leave people with, is what Gordana just said about literally we create every single thing in our life. And the happier we can be, meaning the more we open our heart to ourselves and love ourselves intensely, the more we will be able to use this magnificent power we are, which I also call our imagination. That imagination is what is shaping every single bit of, you know, we talk about energy. We're shaping everything. And when we come from a place of peace and calm, which this intense love for yourself helps you get to, you are able to consciously create what you want. Mm-hmm. And then when you create what you want, you can be so grateful and you have so much fun. It's like this upward heavenly spiral. And it really is what creates the magic.
It's the joy rising.
Exactly.
It's the joy rising. Right?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, it is.
We always go with it. Always ends up with rising somehow.
Wow, I love it. There we go. Okay.
Real quick, I'm going to share with you, because we have just a few more moments left, and then I want to get quotes from Gordana and from Mary Lynn. So get them ready. If you're tuning in tonight, thank you for joining us tonight here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest, Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk, and Mary Lynn Ziemer at Joy Coach ML, both on Twitter. If you missed the show and you want to catch it, go to latalkradio.com/Max. All of the archives are there. My story about my shift is very simply put right now because of time, but there was the surrender that I had when I was in my driveway and I was like, I am over what I'm living right now. Over it. Not that I wanted to kill myself. I was just over the life that I knew. I was like, you know, it was patterns, pathology, how I was being raised, all of that. And I was standing in the driveway. I was on the phone with one of my besties in London, Sharon. And I said, Sharon, I'm moving to Florida. She goes, you're crazy. I said, watch it happen. So that literally put my hands in the air. I was like, whatever it is, whoever you are, whatever you want me to do, put me there. I'm available and let's make magic. Within 3 months, I moved to Florida. Within 6 months, I met someone that I'm with now 5 years, and I'm really in a place of happiness. And to backtrack even further, in my childhood, there was a woman that once told me, die empty, die empty. And I was maybe like childhood, like 16 or 17. But I literally took that and I absorbed it into my being. That everything that's within me, I don't want to take with me. Die empty. Everything that I'm supposed to give while I'm here on this planet, on this earth, while we're spinning in this universe, when I'm out of here, it's staying here. So die empty. So those were two shifts for me that brought my life from literally from pain and sorrow and confusion into clarity. Into pure clarity, die empty, and surrender and be available. On that note, we've got to wrap this show up. that's just the way life is. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been happy. I hope y'all took some nuggets of happiness with you. But before we go, Mary Lynn Zeemer, tell me what it is that you want people to bring into this week with them.
Okay. What I want you to bring into this week with you is that you need to know that you cannot separate yourself from that part of you that is that power that is spiritual. And while you're here in this body, I want you to recognize that the physical part of everything is a really great thing. And all magnificent things of a physical nature are spiritual in nature. So that you are a mind-body-spirit person. And if you are mind-body-spirit, you will find your happiness. You have to be in those three things. Your mind is your thoughts, your body is your emotion, and the spiritual part is the part that's doing the creating. When you blend those three, when you have happy thoughts, you will have happy emotions, you will find your joy. That spiritual part of you will unleash your imagination. So go out and don't be afraid in a moment that is not joyful. Just stop and breathe and put your hand on your heart and tell yourself you love yourself. And accept it, and then move to a more joyful moment.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to say.
I love it. And Gordana, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
I'll make it short because I know we have not so much time. But I would like people to know that you are a free spirit, and joy is your natural state of being. Everything else, and I literally mean this, everything else is conditioned illusion. So you can change it whenever you like it.
Okay, we need to do a show on conditioned illusion and connecting the mind, body, and spirit. This has turned into a three-part life class. No, but in reality, what I want you to all take into this week is to love yourself so deeply that you feel it. Don't just say, I want you to feel the love you have for yourself. And if you do not have that love, find it. Find it in nature. Find it in self. Find it in source. Find it in the mirror. I love the Michael Jackson song. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Sometimes, people, you got to start with yourself. Not sometimes. All the time. I think you need to start with yourself. Stand in that mirror. Make that change. Look at yourself so intensely that you can really say to yourself, I love you. Put aside whatever it is that anyone has hurt or offended you by. Because it's not who you are. That's not who you are. You were created in perfection, in love, in joy, and those are all the things that you should be living by. Life is really easy. We make it hard. On that note, love yourself and feel it. And once you get that feeling, nurture it. Nurture that love because you nurture yourself. On that note, we've got to wrap this show up, and I just gave myself chills. I'm about to weep. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. To my guest, Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Max. Always a pleasure.
And Mary Lynn Zeemer at Joy Coach ML, I thank you for being here, too.
No, thank you so much. I loved it.
Loved it, loved it. And I love you all for tuning in. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.